Tomorrow, East Lansing voters will decide on a school bond issue to upgrade outdated equipment. The measure would raise more than $5 million for the upgrade. Current State's Kevin Lavery visits East Lansing High School to speak with the district's Director of Technology, Christian Palasti.
I think we have 1,200 to 1,500 PCs and laptops. Wireless nodes, a wireless node is an antenna that's in the ceiling or otherwise placed throughout the school. We don't have a really good inventory of those devices, but there are many. And when we're done, we're actually looking at placing one antenna per classroom. And I believe we have somewhere around 300 classrooms. The phones, somewhere near 400 probably. Lots of equipment.
So these pieces of equipment are outliving their usefulness and are being superseded by more current technology.
Yes, in particular the computers that we have in the district, the oldest ones are 10 years of age. So a laptop that's 10 years old in the hands of a student is not nearly as productive as one that's a year old or something less than that. So we need to replace PCs so that we can get a little bit more use out of them and have them be more productive and not be in the position that they're in right now, which is impeding the instruction sometimes.
Aside from the physical age of some of this equipment, teachers use technology differently. Students learn via technology differently. So it's not just a matter of age, it's a matter of the style or the manner in which education is conducted today.
Yeah, that's one of the key things that we've talked about with this, and we're not in a position to support it for either group of people, be it teachers or students. And there's a very clear level of frustration on the teacher's part. When the technology doesn't work, the technology that is there isn't integrated very well, and they have four remotes for four different input devices. Students get frustrated and they lose documents or they can't connect to the internet adequately. And one of the antidotes that we've talked about when we go out is the students come in here and we have Office 2000. And so they're using Microsoft Office 2000 to create documents here. When they go home, they may have Microsoft Office 2010. And they create documents that can't be opened here. So then we tell them to convert them, put them on Google Apps, and then they come in here and they don't have adequate bandwidth to get to Google to get the document back down. So I know that they're very frustrated in trying to convert their work to bring it in here. And so their learning is being impacted by this.
Okay, let's take a look at what we're talking about.
All right, we'll step into this room here, which is the center of all the data and most other equipment for the district. This is the server room for the district, so a lot of what we're talking about replacing starts here. This is our voicemail system, and it operates on a very old DOS screen, as you can see. And we're looking at going to a voice over IP system, which is utilizing our current Ethernet network that we have.
And again, the infrastructure in this room is about how old?
Some of this is 20 years of age. These here are 15 to 19. That one's 20. This Ethernet equipment here, which manages the fixed computer network, so the PCs and the labs that plug in, they all come back to here. This equipment is 10 years old. It was put in with the last bond. It's outdated. We would be able to sell this off. There's still a market for this equipment, and it would go towards the replacement of this equipment.
We had Superintendent Dave Chapin on our show, actually our inaugural show, on January 14th. The Newtown, Connecticut shooting had been very fresh. It had happened just about a month earlier. This bond issue, this project, had been in the works for quite some time, even before some of these recent shootings happened, and he didn't want to peg the two together. But I'm wondering if that is in the minds of the district parents.
Well, the security was on the bond last year. We talked about the video surveillance and the exterior doors then, a year ago. With situations like Newtown and other things that have come up, it's forced us to pay a little bit more attention to it. And what may have taken place in year two or three, we've moved it up to year one. So it's been a present thought. It's obviously heightened in today's age, but definitely been there, definitely going to be addressed. This here is the security room for the high school. And what we have are banks of monitors that show all the camera angles for the cameras that are located throughout the building. And what we want to do is have video surveillance added to all the buildings in the district. We don't want to be up and down the hallways as we have here at the elementaries. We think that we would just target main areas like the main entrance, the parking lot, maybe the playground. And these are old technology DVR units or digital video recorders. And if you could look behind this rack, there are miles of cable. And we could replace all of this and update it and go to more of a digital recording system and more centrally manage the surveillance in these buildings.
You have several monitors here, and I'm looking at least two that have, it looks like, 16 very small surveillance screens. If something amiss were to happen on one of these panels, is there something automatic that alerts the people who need to know that there's something not right happening in a certain part of the building?
No, there's no way of doing that. If it's a real-time situation, if they saw it on camera, then that would enable them to take action, and we could then tie into the electronic door system if need be and do a lockdown, be able to tie into the PA phone system and issue an alert. If they don't see it on the cameras, then that's where we would hope somebody within the building would see it and be able to pick up a phone somewhere and issue an all call so that the threat could be taken care of and corralled as best as possible.
But that's the key. You have to see it and be aware of it in real time as it's happening and react to it.
Correct. And right now, if something happened in some area of the building, we have a lot of things in place right now. No question that we have secure buildings. No question that people feel safe. But we have to respond to these and do the best that we can to make sure that people feel safe.
I'm struggling to think of a question that's relevant to what happened up in northern Michigan, the zombie alert hacking up in the Marquette area. Back on February 11th, two local public TV stations had their emergency alert systems hacked into with this bogus warning of a zombie attack. As far-fetched as that may have sounded, perhaps, certainly reality. So security of the security systems, I mean, is that something that's also on the district's mind?
Oh, very much. We have to make sure that these systems that we have in place are not widely advertised as far as how to gain access to them. Very similar to 5 years ago or even today, the knowledge that if you pick up the keyboard, there's the teacher's password, you know, to their account. Just type it in and you're now on the system. So it's anything that we put in, we have to educate the staff so that they know how to use it and also how to prevent somebody else from using it.
You and some other key people in the district, I'm sure, have been taking this message out to the community. What's the receptivity level like? Is there anyone who's voicing concerns over the adequacy of this bond, over the financing, any visible opposition or concern at this point?
I have not seen any opposition. The community members that have come to the meetings that we've been to have been very supportive. They understand the need. We explain to them what this is going to address. We explain that there are no frivolous items here. Everything has a very critical need and a placement, and it's for the safety and security of the students. They've been very supportive. The people that we have talked to have asked wonderful questions. We've explained it, and they walk away, I think, more knowledgeable and able to make a decision that works best for them.
That's Current State's Kevin Lavery with East Lansing School District Director of Technology, Christian Palasti.